Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, welcome in to Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the Kansas City Royals tonight 4-2. What do? For the next 30 minutes, we'll take your reaction, your thoughts, your phone calls, your text at 651-461-9226. Let me give you that number again, 651-461-9226. So there's several things that I want to get into here in this opening segment. And the first of which is just my thoughts on the Twins' offense at this particular point. I am starting to get concerned. And I know that we are only 10 games in, and the Twins are 3-7. But when your offense, or lack thereof, is because you have individuals that you are relying on, those guys specifically named Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa are not hitting, I'm starting to get concerned about that. Now with Correa, let me start with Correa. Carlos Correa has typically been a slow starter. Okay, we know that that's been the case since he's been a member of the Minnesota Twins. Byron Buxton's been a guy that he's been streaky, right? But we also know he's been streaky because he's been unavailable a good portion of the time. At the end of the day, you cannot go through these lengthy stretches without those two guys mashing. They have to figure it out, and they have to figure it out right now. You had an 0-for tonight from Carlos Correa. You have an 0-for tonight from Byron Buxton. You have an 0-for tonight from Trevor Larnach, but I'm not really going to rip into Trevor Larnach because he's had some hits this season. But the bottom line is you're starting to finally get some hits out of Matt Wallner, but the other guys right behind him in Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton just aren't being productive. Carlos Correa right now hitting 111 and Byron Buxton barely hitting that much better than him at 189. So when you have two guys that have big contracts by the way of Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, they've got to step up. And I think that one thing that you have to look at as a Twins fan is that the inconsistency of the Twins offense to this point is killing them. It's killing them. Tonight, the Royals scored 4 runs on 9 hits. The Twins scored 2 runs on 7 hits. So that's the first point that I want to make tonight about the Twins offense or lack thereof. And secondly, this has been a little bit of a theme, and somehow, some way, they're going to have to do a much better job. And I know the stress level is on the starting rotation, but the starters are going to have to figure it out because it's going to shift into being stress on the starters into stress for the bullpen. Semien Woods-Richardson, who had a really good year last season, and I think is probably thinking, I need to take the next step and be much better for this team this year. And I totally am in agreement on that. But tonight, it was not a good start. He grinded it out, and I 100% agree with Rocco Baldelli. He stated in the postgame presser that Semien Woods-Richardson basically saved the bullpen. His stat line tonight in pitching line, he threw 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 8 hits, 4 earned runs, four walks, six strikeouts on 107 pitches. Okay, 107 pitches. The only individuals that pitched tonight for the Minnesota Twins was Semien Woods-Richardson because he threw 107 pitches, and Scott Blewett. Now, Jonathan Lowe, I know that you're producing back at the studio. To me, I feel like at least in a loss, I will take a slight win for Semien in that way, and that he was able to save the bullpen after the bullpen imploded yesterday on Sunday. So that's the good that I'm going to take out of it. Do you feel that way too?
I mean, you got to find something that's positive out of this because, again, the Twins just haven't had the offense going. When they got the offense going yesterday, the bullpen blew the lead. So you got to find silver linings at this point. That's the biggest thing you can do.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I know it's not exactly the same thing, but kind of follow me on this. I feel like at times in sports, and specifically the parallel between football and baseball, is that, you know, like when you have a really good football team, but one side of the football is dominant and the other side isn't? Like when you've got a really, really good football team that's really good defensively, but their offense can't score a touchdown to save their lives. So it feels as though the defense has to do so much extra. And we know that in baseball, you'll have times where, you know, your starting rotation will be pretty darn good, but the bullpen won't be that good. Or defensively, a team will be good, but the offense can't score enough runs. I feel like right now, the Twins are bordering on a situation where if the pitching doesn't get the run support that they need, that it's going to get extra stressful for the rotation. And I don't want that to be the case. Your thoughts, your reaction, 651-461-9226 here on Final Pitch. And I thought that for Semien Woods-Richardson too, it was somewhat of a high-stress night. And what I mean by a high-stress night is that very early in the ball game, the pitch count was high. Okay, and so I'm saying to myself up in the press box because I'm here in Kansas City, I'm saying to myself, I don't know how long Semien Woods-Richardson is going to be in this game. Because in that second inning, I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm like, he's already hovering right around, 33 pitches. He did settle in. He was able to give him a little bit more length. He didn't go deep into the game, but he went 5 2/3. So I'm going to give him a little bit of props with that because he threw 107 pitches tonight. But at the end of the day, Byron's going to have to step up. Carlos Correa's going to have to step up. The rest of this offense has got to do something. And the last thing that I'll say before we go to our first break, and I don't know how you feel about this, J-Lo, but tonight was the night early on where Rocco, he's trying to fire his guys up. We are 10 games in, and Rocco Baldelli is already trying to light a fuse underneath this guy. When the situation occurred where they called the time violation, and it ended up drawing a walk for the Kansas City Royals, and Semien Woods-Richardson had stepped off, and he's like, hold on, and he tried to, you know, pitch with what was like 2 seconds left. Rocco came out there, and yes, he probably, you know, of course he disagreed with what the ump did there. But at the end of the day, he got tossed because he was trying to fire up his guys. He got tossed because he's frustrated with the start of this Twins season. Do you agree?
I agree. That's a logical statement.
Yeah, it just, you know, and I applaud Rocco for that. All right, 651-461-9226. Your thoughts, your reaction. Love to get your takes. Love to get your phone calls. Love to get your texts. And we'll do that next here on Final Pitch.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall again, and the record is now 3-7, an extremely slow start for the Minnesota Twins. I am not hitting the panic button, but I am concerned at this particular point, most notably with this offense. I'm getting concerned because when we look at the Twins and them bouncing back this season from what they did last season, you can't have guys regress and you got to have guys be healthy. And right now, Carlos Correa is healthy, but not performing. You've got Byron Buxton healthy. He's not performing. And by the way, do you think that I had my fingers crossed when Byron Buxton ran into the wall tonight? I had my fingers crossed and Byron Buxton ran into the wall tonight. And I will say this, on that specific play in center, he missed the ball, but he missed the ball because it seemed as though he was trying to brace himself when hitting the padding out there in center field. You need Buxton to be available. You cannot have him get injured this early, and I'm just going to go ahead and knock on wood that he's going to be A-okay. But Byron Buxton survived the wall tonight. All right, 651-461-9226. Your thoughts, your reaction here on Final Pitch. Do want to get to something that we're going to do each and every night here on Final Pitch is who cooked tonight. In wins and losses, we're going to get into who cooked tonight, brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Cook like a pro with products that eliminate guesswork at chefiq.com. And essentially, when you're talking about cooking, we're talking about the player that kind of stepped up or had a stellar game. Now, clearly, in a game like this, with a lack of runs and not great pitching, who do you pick out? Who do you point the finger to and say that they cooked tonight? The person that I am going to give credit to tonight and say that they cooked would be Harrison Bader, one of the new members of the Minnesota Twins. Harrison Bader is the person I say cooked tonight. And the reason why I give it to Harrison Bader is based on the defensive web gems that he had in that seventh inning. In that seventh inning, trying to keep the Twins in the ballgame, there were two back-to-back line-out catches that he had that absolutely were web gem worthy. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Harrison Bader, you are the individual from the Minnesota Twins that cooked tonight, because I thought he was worthy just based on those defensive plays. And that, quite honestly, J-Lo, has been his MO in Major League Baseball, has been a guy that regardless of what's happening with the bat, he's a guy that is going to make some very, very stellar and great defensive plays.
Well, you're going to need that until the bats get going. You're going to need your defense to step up, help out your starting pitching, especially help out your bullpen. Because right now they're struggling on offense, so they need to have something that is above average to continue to find their way. And so hopefully this will be something that they can use to move forward. But, again, they got to get the bats working.
And the other person that, even though I wouldn't say they cooked tonight, they are somebody that is starting to heat up just a little bit, is Matt Wallner. Matt Wallner, look, there's some pressure on Matt Wallner because he's at the top of the lineup, right? He is a guy that's at the top of the lineup. He's a guy that you want him to get on base so he can set things up for Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton. And those guys aren't hitting right behind him. Matt Wallner tonight, you know what he did do? He did reach base three times, okay? So I do want to show a little bit of love for Matt Wallner reaching base three times tonight. But the guy of the night that I'm going to say they cooked tonight is Harrison Bader. Who cooked tonight? Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Cook like a pro with products that eliminate guesswork at chefiq.com. Cook like a pro. I want to cook like a pro. All right, that's who cooked tonight, Harrison Bader. All right, 651-461-9226. Twins fall to the Royals, 4-2. I will say this. The bad news is that we lost tonight, but the good news is that Pablo Lopez is on the mound for the Twins tomorrow night. And Pablo has been, for the most part, the stop-the-bleeding guy for the Minnesota Twins. And clearly, you want to stop the bleeding. Look, I think that we all have a bad taste in our mouths from the Sunday game, in which it looked like the Twins were going to run away with that game against the Houston Astros when they were up 7-2. Ultimately, you allow it to get tied late. You go into extras and end up losing that game 9-7. And now you find yourself on the road against a team in the Kansas City Royals who's been a little bit sluggish out the gate. But the Kansas City Royals are now 5-5 on the season. They're at 500. And I'll say this to you, J-Lo, as a Kansas Cityan, that being you, I was shocked at the lack of fans in the stands tonight. The fact that it was a ghost town at Kauffman Stadium tonight surprised me. And
I'll say this because
the Kansas City Royals are a team that everybody's saying is a contender, but when you've got Bobby Witt Jr.
I'll say this. If the Twins last year when they had that good start, and I went to a couple of games, if they could be basically 50% full or less on Memorial Day, because I went on Memorial Day, the Wednesday after Memorial Day, and the Twins weren't drawing that well. I'm not surprised that the Royals are drawing fairly low on April 7th.
Oh, you should have seen it, though, man. Like when you got a stud, like last year, I thought that Bobby Witt Jr. was arguably the most valuable player in the American League. I know that Aaron Judge ended up winning it, but that's how good he is. To see the lack of fans in the stands tonight, I'm telling you, I was absolutely blown away. And you know that Kansas City is not a fair weather sports town. They love their teams. So for me to see the K that empty tonight, a little bit shocking.
I think you give it till the end of the month. I think they'll start to trickle in, especially once you get toward the middle of May when schools are starting to get out. I think it's still a little too early.
I got you. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to some of the highlights and some of the post-game sound, and we'll do that next here on Final Pitch. All right, final segment of Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. My apologies. We do not have any post-game sound, but we do have some of the highlights from tonight's 4-2 loss for the Twins against the Kansas City Royals. By the way, the Twins back in action tomorrow against the Royals, game two of a four-game set. It's going to be an outstanding pitching matchup tomorrow because it is going to be Cole Reagans for the Kansas City Royals and the ace of the Twins, Juan Pablo Lopez. But let's get to the highlights of tonight, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Willie Castro doubled in the top of the second after the Twins were trailing 1-0. He tied it up at one apiece.
3-2 pitch swung on in the air, right field. That's going to find the grass. That's going to tie the game. Ty France scores. Castro wheels around and heads for second. It's a two-out double for Willie Castro at a 1-1 ball game here at Kauffman.
All right, that was the only time that the Twins ever, it really seemed like they were really into the game offensively, was when they were able to tie the game up at one apiece. After that, the Royals tacked on a few runs, took a 3-1 lead, and then eventually got to 4-1. But I'm interested in hearing what it sounded like when you had the whole PitchCom situation with Simeon Woods Richardson there. This is the bottom of the sixth. He couldn't get the information or the PitchCom was like messing up. He stepped off. He was not allowed for it to reset or get any time. And so then he tried to, you know, throw a pitch. And then unfortunately the umpire said there was a violation in terms of the pitch clock, and it you know, he didn't get it off in time. And so that was eventually what led to Rocco coming out of the dugout. He got upset with the umpire. He gets tossed. This is what it sounded like here on The Good Neighbor.
He's battled here tonight. Simeon steps back off. He didn't hear correctly through the pitch count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And now the home plate umpire Nick Lenz comes out. And he's going to call a pitch clock violation for ball 4. Wow, Vasquez can't believe it. Here comes Rocco Baldelli with a purposeful stride, and this may not end well for Rocco. He pointed at the pitch com. He said it wasn't working, and Lenz called a pitch clock violation anyway to bring Bobby Witt to the plate with a runner on base.
Yeah. I thought that the purpose there from Rocco was that, number one, he was going to stand up for his guy, Simeon Woods Richardson, and let the umpire know that he was wrong in that instance. And I was a good lip reader. And he said to the umpire, he said that you, I'll clean it up and say, you messed up. You messed up. Letting the umpire know, look, no, that's on you. You could have done something differently. You didn't have to go ahead and give him a violation. And so at that particular point, that's when Rocco got tossed out of the ballgame. And I really felt like in that specific moment, Rocco was trying to fire up his team and let them know, look, I'm fighting for you guys. You guys got to step up. We got to play better baseball. In the top of the ninth, with the Twins trailing 4-1, Harrison Bader, he adds an RBI to his nice night defensively.
Here's the pitch. Bader hits this ball into left center field. Melendez on the move, won't get there. Bounces up to Melendez. France rounds and scores. It's a 4-2 ball game, and the go-ahead run will come to the plate for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. Massey, he recovers, gets the final out, and the Royals end up winning 4-2.
3-1 pitch. Swung on and pulled to the right side. Knocks over Massey. He throws from his knees, and he gets Julian to end the ball game.
And that's what it sounded like. All right, make sure that you're listening tomorrow. It is going to be a stellar matchup here on The Good Neighbor. We've got our ace, Pablo Lopez. I guess you could say this gentleman is the ace, possibly, of the Kansas City Royals, but he had a great year last year, Cole Reagans. First pitch at 6:40, and after the game is all done, we'll do it all over again with Final Pitch. Talk to you then.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value.
And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.